It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed. This morning, she recalls a Connecticut man with many hobbies and one passion.
Paul Harris loved desserts so much, he thought about buying a Carvel ice cream franchise in Connecticut back when he was running a moving van company there. He loved bridge so much, he became a master-level player. But his greatest love, aside from his wife of 65 years and five children, was golf.
When I was a kid, when he got a hole-in-one, like the whole golf club would come and like there'd be this big celebration, you know, because it's hard to do, especially on a championship golf course.
Sometimes Joy Harris played golf with her father. And in a bid for marital union, her mother learned to play too. Even the house accommodated him.
When I was growing up in Connecticut, we had this bathroom that my mother decorated in golf motif. So, and it had all my father's trophies in there and all the plaques and everything, but everything in the bathroom was golf oriented. So like the knobs on the sink were golf balls and the towels were all, you know, golf, and the wallpaper was all golf. And I think the carpet was like green, like a, you know, like a green, like a golf green. And so people would come over and, you know, they'd go in that bathroom and they'd be in there for a long time.
After retirement, Paul and his wife moved to a golf community in Florida where he played 3 to 4 times a week. Age and cataracts made precision more difficult, but no less successful. Once in his mid-70s, he teed off with a friend. He knew the shot had landed, though neither of them could see where.
They start walking towards the hole looking for the ball. They couldn't find it. And then his friend said, you know, joking, maybe it's in the hole. And so they went over and it was.
Ball hawking was another passion, a way of scouring for treasure.
He had this outfit that he would wear that was just hysterical. It was sort of like some of his old army clothes, you know, like fatigues and everything. But then he'd have these big rubber boots and this machete, you know, in a golf club.
The machete was for alligators in the water hazards. Paul knew where they lived. Afterwards, he would sort his treasure by quality, clean them with care, and then send his friends egg cartons packed with golf balls. True love is hard to give up, but when he was around 80, Paul did.
One day he just said to me, I'm not going to play golf anymore. Do you want my clubs? But it was harder for me than it was for him. He was ready to move on.
Yet delight was deep in his character, and Paul wasn't finished with love. On a trip to Colorado, Joy and her husband took him up a mountaintop. He gazed at the panorama with old eyes that had become new. If only I'd known there were places like this, he told them, I wouldn't have played so much golf.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Paul Harris, who died in August. To suggest a loved one for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.